You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on Twitter at RealGilbertACP, and on Instagram, Gilbert Podfried, PODFRIED. You see, it's kind of a pun on the last name. Never mind. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre. We're here at Nutmeg Post with our engineer, Frank Verderosa, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
So musical the way you do it.
Yes. Now, last time we spoke, you mentioned...
You were running for a cab, as
yes,
I recall.
Yes, yeah. That was it. And you mentioned the film Regarding Henry.
Yes, I did, as a joke.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't remember that, Harrison Ford gets shot in the head.
By John Leguizamo.
Yes.
Of all people.
Yes. Yeah, it was a Puerto Rican holdup guy.
That's right. Young John Leguizamo.
In a store that Harrison Ford happens to be buying cigarettes or whatever, and he gets shot in the head. Now, Harrison Ford getting shot in the head, according to that movie, makes him a better husband and a better man. Like you realize he's not really a good guy before that.
Right.
He's selfish and just cares about business.
Yes.
Then he becomes some... Yeah, so it shows you that it's good to be shot in the head. And I thought of two other movies like that.
Really? It's a subgenre?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
One of them, what is it? William Hurt.
The Doctor.
Yes.
Yes,
the
I know
doctor.
That movie.
Which proves you're a better husband, better man, and better doctor if you get cancer.
Okay.
Because William Hurt is a doctor who is diagnosed with cancer. Before that, he's just very businesslike. Some of his patients live,
right.
Some die. But then when he gets cancer, he's totally better. He's a better human being and a more understanding doctor and a better husband.
Okay. I buy it.
Now.
I want to know where you're going with this.
One third one, I remember.
Okay. Give me a hint.
Okay. Richard Crenna.
Oh, wait a minute now. Is this a TV movie?
TV movie.
laughing. Is this by any chance? We've talked about this movie. Is this by any chance The Rape of Richard Beck?
Yep. Yep. So we've already had Harrison Ford, who's a better husband and man and lawyer, from being shot in the head.
Right.
We've got William Hurt, who's a better husband, man, and doctor from getting cancer. And we've got Richard Krenner. He plays a cop.
I like the way you say Krenner.
Krenner.
It's an A at the end.
Yeah.
Krenner.
Krenner. We have Richard Krenner.
Richard Krenner.
Richard Krenner. We have Richard Krenner. And he's tracking down these two wild criminals.
Yes.
And they capture him. And at gunpoint, rape him.
Correct.
He's a cop.
The guy from The Real McCoys.
Yes, yes. He winds. He should have been used to it by then.
Because Walter Brennan.
Hey, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass. You know, I'm gonna bend you over, Richard, and fuck you in the ass.
And so they rape him.
Yes.
And before that, he's a cop. He's been on rape cases. He doesn't care about the women. He doesn't. But once he gets forcibly fucked in the ass, he's a much better person. In fact, I think the original...
Gene Shalit mentioned that very thing. Yeah. Word for word in his review.
In fact, it was based on a book, Forcibly Fucked in the Ass.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. By Agatha Christie.
And his father's not very understanding. Do you remember the actor playing his father?
Oh, God.
Great old character actor.
I'll pull a name out of the air because I don't remember. I'll say Will Gear.
No. Same physical type.
Jack Albertson.
No. He was thin.
How about Arthur O'Connell?
No, that was good, though.
Okay. I'm out of bullets. Hal Holbrook?
No.
Okay.
Like a husky guy.
A husky guy.
He'd a lot of times play Southern characters.
Ooh. Pat Hingle?
Yes. Pat Hingle.
Okay.
Pat Hingle.
I haven't seen this movie since the 70s.
Pat Hingle is Richard Krenner's father.
Okay.
And when Richard Krenner says...
Krenner.
He goes, Krenner. Pat Hingle says, how did you let them do that to you? And he goes, well, they were going to kill me. And Pat Hingle goes, you should have let them kill you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an understanding dad.
Yeah, it's...
So you're making the case here.
Yeah.
And I thought you were going to make the case because I think The Doctor was in the 80s and
yes.
I think Regarding Henry was in the, or maybe they were both in the early 90s. But they kind of come out of that Reagan era of Hollywood cinema where the characters are very selfish and self-absorbed and think only of themselves until there's some kind of transformative experience.
Yeah, there has something bad happens
right.
that makes them better.
It's kind of the asshole transformation
yes.
genre.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
the Krenner movies from the 70s.
In fact, I think the original Jekyll and Hyde was called the asshole transformation.
Really? So,
but they had a harder time getting it in bookstores.
I want to know if this is finding its way into the Gilbert Gottfried stand-up set, like the piece you used to do about. You remember the bit you used to do about the island of the planet of three named celebrities?
Oh my God! Yeah,
and the planet of single named celebrities.
Yeah, I would have to remember you all the names of those.
You don't have to do it now,
but maybe this
is something that should find its way into your act.
It should because it is. Harrison Ford, shot in the head, best thing that ever happened to him.
I'm trying to think of another one.
And William Hurt, cancer, greatest thing ever. And of course, Richard Krenner getting forcibly fucked in the ass. That's how you become a better person.
So I'm going to throw it out to our listeners.
Yep.
If you could think of... I don't know what we can even call this.
Forcibly fucked.
No.
Asshole transformation.
Let's not call it that. Films about Dara sitting here on research. Gilbert said, Dara, come into the room in case I need research. What is she sitting there for?
I remember... years ago, being in some awful play somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and I saw one of the actresses pop up in one of the Charles Bronson Death Wish sequels.
Okay,
and she plays a maid.
to his forcibly fucked in the ass. Maybe we should do a whole forcibly fucked in the
ass. Is that your colossal obsession?
Yeah.
So I said to him when this started there, I said, do you have something? Oh, yes, I have something.
Oh, boy.
This is what he had.
Yes.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
The Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast Producer of the Month is Gregory Comer. Thank you, Gregory. Be just like Gregory and get rewarded for supporting our podcast. Head over to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried for a set amount. Each month, you can get some colossal benefits. Access to new podcast episodes before anyone else, even us. Exclusive podcast merchandise, video hangouts, so you can see how beautiful we are. And just added, I will record a personalized roast of you and only you so you could share it with your friends. Me telling you what a schmuck you are.
Go to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. And thank you for your generosity. Okay, so we'll put it out to our listeners. If you guys can come up with any films, TV movies, or theatrical features about characters who went through transformations because of a tragedy and
yes.
became better people, that's what you're driving
yes.
at here. Okay,
yes.
I can't even think of one off the top of my head, and yet I know I've seen a bunch of them.
Oh yeah, but I remember those three vividly.
Okay, and because I was so rudely cut off last night.
Yes.
I'd also like to invite our listeners to send ideas or to send buddy movies, buddy cop movies specifically, because we got cut off in the middle of talking about that. Because I was talking about the cop and the kid or the cop and the half with Burt Reynolds, and I was talking about Stop or My Mom
oh,
Will
yes.
Shoot, and I was talking, what was the other one? We talked about real bad ones.
Oh.
Alien Nation with
oh.
the alien and is paired with a cop, and there's one called The Hidden. With, I think, Kyle MacLachlan, where he's also
yes.
is he also at an extraterrestrial?
I think Claudia Christian, who used to be an actress, very popular.
Yeah,
in
sounds,
those low
sounds
budget.
Familiar. Sounds familiar. And then there's the Schwarzenegger, where he's the Russian and with Jim Belushi.
Oh my God!
I think that
yes.
was called Red something.
Yes,
Red Dawn or Red something. And there's something not Red Dawn. Red Dawn was a war movie. But there's just so many of them.
Yeah.
So many odd pairings.
And they were horrible.
Odd cop pairings. So I wanted our listeners
and
to send those in.
And I always forget the name of it.
Which one?
The Chun Shuk.
Oh, Holmes and Yo-Yo.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that was a TV show.
But there was a whole series of these just, and the one, they made one with Whoopi where she's a cop paired with a dinosaur.
Oh, a Theodore Rex.
Theodore Rex.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, God, that was, we have to talk to Whoopi
we'll
about
talk to
that.
Whoopi about that.
Yeah, that was a
I'm sure
bad
she'll be forthcoming
one.
About it. So they figured out a way to pair a cop.
And that Theodore Rex
yeah.
was a guy in a dinosaur
pretty
suit,
much, yes.
Much like, what was that TV show?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Where it was it was like a sitcom.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like some Simpsons,
yes.
Flintstones weirdo hybrid with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I think it was a Henson thing.
Yeah, it just looked like a regular script of a sitcom.
Right.
With the father, mother, and kids, and instead of people, they were dinosaurs. and it was disturbing to watch.
Correct. What's the name, Dara? Look at the Schwarzenegger picture. I think it was Schwarzenegger and Jim Belushi, and they were cops, and you know, it's the mismatched duo and the buddies, and one of them's a Ruski, and what's that called? Red something. And then there's one. What was the other one? There's one with Piscopo.
Yes, and Treat Williams.
Red Heat. Yes, Red Heat. The one with Piscopo and Treat Williams is called Dead Heat.
Yes.
And I believe they're hunting zombies.
Yes. And is Vincent Price in there?
He might be.
I think he might be, because it was like a mad doctor who's created. And in the movie, Treat Williams gets bitten by a zombie.
Sounds right.
So now it's Piscopo as a regular cop and his buddy, Treat Williams.
Oh, he starts to become a zombie.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got a cop paired with a zombie. We've got a cop paired with an alien. We've got a cop paired with a toddler. A cop paired with his own mother.
Yes.
And a dinosaur.
And this just brings to mind another horrible movie,
uh-huh.
But I just thought of it because it's also got Joe Piscopo in it. That movie with Joe Piscopo and Danny DeVito.
Oh, Wise Guys. That was De Palma's attempt at a comedy.
That was... how we were talking recently about great directors who aren't considered good at comedy.
Well, you're talking about it with Ileana Douglas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I guess Brian De Palma...
He goes on the list.
He's on that list of should not do comedy.
Well, he did some comedies early in his career, like Hi Mom and Greetings
yes.
with De Niro, and then a movie called Get to Know Your Rabbit that I believe has John Astin and Tommy Smothers in it, if I'm remembering correctly.
And I think...
But now
I get a chance to sing.
Go.
I think in the movie, Hi Mom.
Yeah.
Greetings.
Greetings, right.
It's about a guy being drafted.
Right.
And I think the theme song went, greetings, greetings, greetings. We would like a word with you. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Spend a day or two with Uncle. Spend a day or two with Uncle Sam.
Frank, can you confirm or deny that was the theme song from Greetings, an obscure Brian De Palma movie?
I cannot.
Okay, good. So, where do we want to leave off here? I'm so discombobulated. You started by talking about this genre of films.
Of shot in the head.
Shot in the head, get cancer, something happens.
Fucked in the
yes.
ass. Fucked in the ass.
Right.
And I want to remind our viewers, and our listeners, I'd like to remind our listeners that if you have cancer and are shot in the head while getting fucked up the ass, you will be practically a saint.
You're giving comfort to the people who find themselves in that situation. It's very admirable. So anybody that has any ideas about that, send them to us. Post them on Facebook or tweet. A million people tweeted about Viva Laughlin because we couldn't think of the name of it.
Yes.
So we appreciate that. And also buddy cop movies. Bad buddy cop movies, good buddy cop movies, not a lot in the 70s or 60s.
What was the one, the series with Don Adams?
Oh, The Partners.
The Partners,
yeah, with the very famous Rupert Cross.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Don Adams apparently not an easy guy to work with.
That's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I got.
Okay.
Dara, nothing.
Okay.
Take us out.
I'm Gilbert Gottfried with my co-host Frank Santopadre at Nutmeg Post with our engineer Frank Verderosa, and this has been Gilbert and Frank's Shot in the Head, Cancer.
You know, maybe you should have done that. Maybe when you met Harrison Ford and you said you blew it, maybe you should have said you should have brought up. Maybe that would have been a better end. In retrospect.
Yeah, I had a horrible meeting.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about it. It's on the Robert Wolf
episode.
And
it wasn't his fault. It was mine. No. But I could have just said, I liked you in Star Wars, and that would have been
done with it. Right.
I enjoyed Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Just get out.
A billion things. I go through it in my head 10 times a day at least.
I'm sure you do. It's on the Robert Wool episode for people that want to hear the full story.
Okay.
We'll see you next time.